Boop. All right. Oh, damn. I got it. Is that file not work? Oh, no. Oh, damn. Damn it.
Damn.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God. I thought we were ready. I thought I did everything right. Oh, alert. Oh, man, there's so many alerts. There's so many alerts. I gotta add the noises in here, man. Just sing the, while I do this, you just sing the theme song.
Rip, 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 rip.
All right, yeah, that's good. I like it. You're killing it. There we go. All right. Now we got the riff squad in there. I gotta add in these other noises.
All right, I'll bring it in. Who gives a shit? I'll do it. Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Riff Squad. I'm Rand Barnaclo with Dave Waite. And it's Dave Waite with Rand Barnaclo. This is Riff City, not Riff Squad. The name of the MP3 file is Riff Squad. But this podcast is called Riff City with Dave Waite and Rand Barnaclo. Dave's adding the sounds. We're hanging out in the lounge of Riff City. It's bustling. You don't need masks here. We're unaffected by the vid. Dave's got a big cup of juice.
Got that gulp. Gulp life.
Yeah. He's deep in the gulp of Mexico.
Hopefully, here we are. Hopefully everybody at home's wearing their gulp of Mexico shirt right now.
Man, it sucks that we don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars just to have a podcast for merch, because that's right up my alley.
Oh, here we go.
God, this beat rocks. What, is that a bird? Nice.
There we go. We're here on the last hole of the Riff City public golf course, and Rand Barnaclo is coming up for a putt. Been playing pretty bad all day, but he's trying to even out his game for a double bogey. And oh, he just drove it off the green like a lunatic. I never seen anybody putt
it. Piece of shit.
He's having a real meltdown.
Fucking idiot! Fuck you! God damn it!
And now he popped a wood. He popped a wood out of his bag. Pop that wood out of his bag. It's like a regular Viagra commercial out here on the 18th hole. Maybe that's why he drove it so far.
That is why. I can hear you.
That sounds like we're at the beach. Riff City has a beach. Did you know that?
Absolutely, I knew that.
Yeah, dude. That's where the girls go in tank tops.
Yeah, and the guys and the fellas, they go in their little high thigh shorts.
Tank tops are unisex.
What's your view on shorts, Dave? You don't seem like a big shorts guy.
I mean, I busted out shorts a couple times when I started hiking last year. You know, I got into being an outside guy. That's why I put this golf noise on, just to make me feel like I'm outside when I'm inside.
Well, you golf.
Yeah, I do golf. I mean, it's like a thing I can do with my bros outside. Hit some sticks. I only do like par nines. Out here, they got these par nine courses. You can do them in about an hour 20. It costs $8. I mean, there's not too many things you can do that cost $8. It's a good time with your friends when you get to be our age.
Yeah. Oh, RD.
You know, what can you do? Oh, you know. We were talking about the teens the other day. We can't go drink by a dumpster. You know what I mean?
No.
You can't you can't holler at your boy, let's go get a 40 and go into the woods, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You can't drink a 40 in the woods at our age, man. It just can't be a thing.
You can go on a camping trip and you can drink some craft beers with your main squeeze.
Wine.
You gotta have a squeeze.
Yeah, you gotta have a squeeze and a wine.
And you really
can't hammer fucking tall boys in the woods with your boys, or people are gonna think you fucking killed a woman.
You know what I mean? You got that drinking that beer out of a paper bag. People are gonna think things went wrong.
God, I miss drinking a beer out of a paper bag, Daddy. I miss that shit, dude. When I was a skateboard dude, man, I'd be up on the block in Clifton just fucking hammering Heinekens in a paper bag.
I drank a beer last year before I went to like this rock show. And before I went, I just popped in a convenience store and I bought like a tall boy and they threw it in a paper bag. I just went in the parking lot and drank it, you know?
Damn.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm trying to get hammered. When you get inside the concert, you know, you're paying that premium concert price for a beer. So you want to get a little bit of a change up. You don't want to go in there just raw dogging. You don't want to go in there full sob.
Yeah. Full sobs? No thanks, dude.
You got to get a couple free beers, essentially. You got to get a couple free.
I never understood the drinking the beers at the concert. Because if it's a really good concert, and it's a, you know, and it's like somebody you really want to see, you're sloshing your $11 beer fucking everywhere. You know, sometimes you run into some people you see, they want to grab you up and hug you a little bit. You slosh your shit everywhere. You're not just sitting there like a noob. You got to move around a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for me, drinking at a show is like there's that moment where, you know, you have a couple pops and you lose your inhibitions and you kind of get up and noodle around. And sometimes,
yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah.
The music hits you a little bit better, you know, when you got a buzz, you know, when you're like, I mean, I've been to shows, concerts completely sober and, you know, you appreciate the music, but you're like, I don't know, maybe I could have just listened to a CD. But, you know, if you had a couple pops in you, you're like, ooh, we're getting loose.
Shit.
This is a big night. You don't care that you drop some bills on this. You know,
you'll be the one being like, John Mayer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I love you, John.
There's this collective energy of good times. Yeah. That was like, I drank a beer in a parking lot. It was like in February. Man, that damn Amazon is hollering at me again.
Yeah.
That'd creep me out if I was just laying in bed and all of a sudden I just heard her being mad about not being able to connect.
Yeah.
But
I've heard that before.
hey, that's what happens after you have a couple pops.
Yeah. Can't connect.
Oh yeah. Right.
I'd love to be a dude, or like a fly. Or like a bird at a concert and watch you get a couple pops in, you'd be like, I love you, Eddie. Yeah, I'd love to see that, dude.
I just like that moment where you high five a dude, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I know.
But yeah,
I go to concerts by myself though.
I've been to concerts by myself. I mean, I've done it but now I kind of prefer to go with somebody. Like, I'll just buy somebody a ticket. I'm like, you're here just so I have somebody to high five and somebody to be like, can you believe this? So I can look at them in that moment when it's fucking real. But last year, the last show I went to before the world shut down and you couldn't have fun anymore was I saw this band called Pink Talking Fish. And it's, you know, like a tribute band and they play Pink Floyd, Fish, and Talking Heads.
Oh, that's actually pretty fucking cool. Pink Talking Fish sounded like a kids band for a second.
No, it's so they play a blend of all of those and like, you know, they just play the right amount of Fish, which is some, but the Talking Head stuff is like amazing. And then, you know, they're, you know, essentially like a jam band. So they'll flow in and out of the different artists' songs and stuff like that. And when I saw, that was the second time I saw them they play in Cincinnati, they play everywhere. I mean, they play out here in LA. It's a $15 ticket. It's like a three-hour show. I mean, it's a great time. I mean, last year they played like two Beastie Boys tracks. I mean, you know, they're like really good musicians, and like it's a good time, you know. And like everybody's fucking getting, you know, people smoking weed in the rock club, you know, that sort of energy.
Watch out,
you know, and like you know, you look at the security guards, they know not to be in the room because there's a lot of hippies there. So it's kind of like a don't ask, don't tell sort of.
Yeah. And also, like, hippies are the crowd you least have to worry about.
Yeah, I mean, hippies are going to try to, like, you know, they're going to try to, you know, grift you a little bit. They're going to try to trickster you into getting a free drink or, some other nonsense.
Somebody's going to like fish out on nitrous, but that's like the extent of it.
There's not going to be fighting, you know, or any of that sort of stuff, you know, but, you know, people are going to sneak some joints. They're going to stand in aisles. The one thing I like about going to hippie concerts is like everybody, there's so many people there, like collectively breaking the rules that they just change the laws essentially. Like if 2000 people, you know, I think this club is like maybe 800 people, but if 800 people decide, oh, we're all going to smoke weed in here, then that's the rule now. Because you can't throw everybody out.
Yeah. We smoke weed in here now. Or you don't have a show.
Yeah. And you know, people are buying a lot of booze. They're getting fucked up. So, you know, if you start kicking people out, I mean, if you start throwing people out for fucking weed and shit at a concert, you know, I mean, I saw some dudes get kicked out of a concert years ago. It was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Neil Young.
Oh, in there. Young was there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's when it gets good, you know, when Neil's there. Otherwise, it's kind of some soft rock sort of Eagles stuff. But once you throw Neil in the mix, it's fucking, he's got that grunt. He's got that wild ass guitar. He's fucking stomping around the stage like a weird hippie giant. But yeah, we went to the show in Pittsburgh, me and my boy. And these dudes were like blazing joints the whole show. It was like where like the Pittsburgh Penguins play. These guys are blazing joints. And this lady, and I get it, you're a security guard, you know, they're an usher, whatever, you're making minimum wage. It's just it's a fuck around job. I did it for the Bengals. I don't know if you know this, but there was like one season I was like with the yellow shirt guy at the Bengals.
Oh, where you had to have your back to the crowd?
Yeah.
Or you're back to the game?
Yeah, I mean, I worked the gate, and one time I was on the field, you know, it was like 50 bones. Yeah. Pretty easy job, you know. I never gave a shit. I mean, I saw people like sneak booze in. I just wasn't like, you're not paying me.
Yeah.
You ain't paying me enough to be a dick. You know what I mean?
Also, you're not a fucking police officer.
Yeah, but I remember this girl, and it was like, you know, it's a con. Hey, you. You check
dude,
your Wi-Fi network.
Check your fucking Wi-Fi network, dude.
But yeah, we were at this show, and these guys were like blazing joint after joint, and we might have took a couple hits here and there. You know, we weren't as brave. These guys were brazen. They'd been waiting for this reunion, and these guys were fucking chiefing it down. Now, this was also like 20 years ago, so weed was definitely a lot more of a crime back then. But it's also a concert of aging hippies. I mean, who do you think, you know, but this girl, she kept coming and, you know, I mean, she warned him a couple times, but I was like, I told the dudes, I was like, try to give her 20 bucks. That, you know, if it was me, if it was me and I had that fuck around job, this ain't your main job. And somebody offered me 20 bucks, I'm going to look the other way if you're smoking weed.
Yeah, no shit. And even if your coworker comes up to you like, hey man, those guys are smoking weed right there. It's like, yeah. You break him off 10. It's a trickle down. You know what I mean?
I mean, and like I work at the Comedy Store now, like kind of doing like, I'm like a door
hit the,
guy.
Hit the name drop sound.
Oh, my fault. What's that?
Say I work at the Comedy Store and then hit the sound. Yo, four.
Comedy Store. But Comedy Store, you know, people are like smoking cigarettes on the patio, and every once in a while somebody will try to blaze a joint, and we're like, you can't blaze a joint on the patio. But we tell them where they can go blaze a joint. We don't really make them put it out. We just tell them to go smoke it over there.
Yeah, that's like a go bananas when they're like, "Can we sit back on those couches?" And you're like, "Yeah, that's $5 a person."
Oh, nice. You're putting Are they printing those couches back in?
No, there's new cooler ones back there. And then we got another one on like a level, like a little, its own little stage by the sound booth.
Ooh. I'm on the level. You know that song about the Rock on Tours?
I'm not very prolific music listener to it.
You don't listen to music?
Not really. I listen to like a lot of rap. What are you doing? Loading a gun?
No, I just got some tape here. I'm fucking with it.
You were loading a gun.
Nah, I don't have a gun. The Alexa's made me very paranoid. I'm afraid I'm going to start getting into a good riff. You know what I mean? I'm going to get in a good riff.
It's going to be. She's going to pipe up.
Yeah. She's going to pipe and ruin my riff, you know?
Let her, man. This is the new. That's the heckle device. I'll tell you what, dude. I'll tell you what, Davey, I don't listen to a lot of music, but one thing I do like is this. Fight a cop.
I don't know if I condone that. I feel like.
Okay, whoops, sorry.
All right. Blue Lives Matter, okay?
Sorry.
I'm the ACAB. I know who adopts highways. It's the sheriff's department, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
And Kenneth Babyface Edmonds.
Yeah, I mean, he does. The police, they do a lot of community outreach. They want to befriend you. So when they arrest you,
their friend. You're being arrested by a friend.
That officer was very nice. He came to our cookout. Of course, I'll tell on my son.
I love that officer because he hit me with a nasty crossover the other night, and so I'll tell on my friends for selling weed.
Oh man, could you imagine? Could you imagine dropping the dime on somebody for weed?
No, there are people though. There are people that have dropped a dime on their friends for weed, and now weed is legal everywhere, and they're just like the biggest piece of shit.
Weed is definitely not legal everywhere. I mean, if you like, I'm sure you know if you live in like Nebraska or Mississippi, or you know if you're black, weed is very illegal.
Yeah. Well, weed legality is just like in your mind, you know.
Yeah, if you're white, weed is legal everywhere.
Riff City, hard stance with Dave Waite.
I didn't mean to get so inside a dish.
Yeah.
I need to get that inside edition noise in here.
Oh, that was Entertainment Tonight. Damn it.
I wish it would. It just take a little too long to download it, but maybe I could do it real quick.
I could go. I got a podcast by myself.
Just talk for a minute.
Okay. You know what, dude, what I've been thinking, and you don't have to respond because you're going to look it up, but I really genuinely miss those old shows that were like, Inside Edition and America's Funniest Home Videos. Instagram really fucking ruined them shits, dude. It really took that out. Remember when there was just shows where it was just like, look at this fat guy fall off a van, and then you and your cousins would watch it, and you guys would like die laughing together and shit. Now it's just like you got to show some of your fucking phone. It's like not as cool anymore. Though my favorite video, I won't.
If you try to make you. I'll watch a video off your phone. I won't do it. I don't know. I'm just like nothing you're going to show me. It's whatever reaction you had to that was your moment. And you're wanting me to have that moment, but I'm not going to be able to have that moment because whatever I was doing, I didn't want to watch. I just didn't want to watch that video.
Yeah, you weren't in the headspace doing it. Like you're sitting there and like, you're not even on your phone. You know what I mean? And then somebody walks up to you and they're like, dude, look at this video. You're not going to get the same reaction.
You're not going to get the reaction.
Unless it's that guy. Remember that video of the dude that's in the wheelchair lighting off the fireworks? I saw that when I was not in the mood to watch videos, and it crumbled me. I almost fell down.
But so things got to really be a home run. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That video is a home run.
It's got to be a home run. And I feel a lot of times people are throwing you a single at best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're throwing you some. Oh, hello?
Was there like? Oh, whoa. You're zooming in and out. You look good.
I mean, we got unstable there for a second. I thought the whole pod was going to explode.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Not again. Ready? Yeah.
All right. Tonight, Inside Edition, a guy blows himself up. The oh, the anthrax scare. I didn't know it had the whole opening. I didn't know it was a whole opening. I just downloaded that. I just wanted that part. I just wanted that part.
That line?
Yeah, that's it.
On medication and on edge.
The latest information on this video with a cat being friends with a dog.
Yeah.
Is peanut butter killing you?
Okay, I got one. How many alligators are in New York? The latest
information on the anthrax. How many alligators are in your house?
In your basement is what I was gonna say.
The latest information on the anthrax. The latest information on my butt.
Man, yeah, dude, there's literally millions of drops we could get on this thing.
Oh man, that's what the Rift City is about. It's about dropping it.
I love the fact that I'm a part of a podcast that's this close to morning radio. Oh, we're outside.
Yeah, dude, we got it. I feel like you got to balance it out. I mean, that was pretty intense. You got to let the riffeth.
Yeah, riff, you're talking like Shakespeare.
I'm talking Riffith Park. It's a park where the Rift City sign is.
Riffith Park.
It's where the Riffith Observatory is. You can observe Uranus there.
Thou doth riffeth too much. Dude, maybe I'll start getting into hippie shit.
We're having
shit.
A lot of fun.
You know?
You don't have to do that, man. I mean, you should go to a show one time. I think if you've never been, you'll be like, oh, man. I mean, people, I guess you've probably been to Bonnaroo, right?
No, hell no. I don't go to concerts, really. I saw Motley Crue a couple years ago. People around here go apeshit for Ernie Johnson from Detroit or something like that. They go apeshit for his band. It's a jam band. It's a newer jam band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you can go and, like, hang in the park, and like, just there's, like, a positive energy. You know, I mean, Pearl Jam's definitely not a jam band, but they have a pretty nice fan base. I mean, when me and Jeff went to, like, Wrigley Stadium and saw them up there in Chicago, like every bar in Wrigleyville had like Pearl Jam people, and you could just like bump into people. Like that, I mean, there's something about a collective experience where everybody's there for the same reason, that it's a cool energy, you know, and I feel like it makes us all a little bit more connected in the world.
Yeah, well, yeah, hell yeah, dude. Deep riff. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to. I mean, I said that on the mission statement. You know, that's what Rift City is about. You know, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you get other people to listen to it. You'll be in a community.
Absolutely, and you guys should talk amongst yourselves. Make your own neighborhoods within Rift City, dude.
Make your own riffs.
Yeah, make your own riffs.
I mean, I enabled the thing on Anchor where people can leave us voice messages. Who knows if that'll ever happen?
Oh, that'll be sick. Yeah, because this episode will be out. So if people are listening to this and you want to leave me and King Davey a couple of nice voice messages, maybe some riffs of your own, tell us what you're into. Maybe we're into it too. Hell yeah, I like that. I like the voice message thing. That'll be cool.
All right.
Well, oh, yeah.
We're at the point of the show where we do word of mouth. And tonight on Inside Edition,
the latest information is everybody on the at the mall.
Why is everyone at the mall?
Yeah. I'll show you. I can't show the listeners. We haven't. I will have to upgrade our computers really before we can start doing video. But I have this book here. It's called Zoo Nebraska. I don't know if you read, Rand.
I do.
This book, it's a wild book. This guy, he kind of started like a bootleg zoo, you know, kind of like the Tiger King people. This guy, he started it. He actually really loved monkeys. And it was like in the middle of Nebraska, town like 800 people, just a tiny ass town. But there was a place called Zoo Nebraska. And you can look this book up. It's great. I bought it on Amazon. Gave Bezos his cut, $7. Yeah. The book peeled off Bezos some money and the author, and it's all about this guy that started this zoo, this bootleg zoo in Nebraska with monkeys, and like it ran for like 20 years, but it was like all fucked up and janky, and then one day the fucking monkeys got out and terrorized this town of 800 people.
Oh fuck yes!
It's some wild shit. It's some fucking. Right. It's some pretty wild. It's a fucking wild ass book. And if you like reading, I mean, it is a little bit of a downer. But the guy who wrote it, he was a really good journalist. Like he did a good job of never like judging the people. Like he just kind of told their story. Without being like, this person was a dumb motherfucker, you know, he didn't put that flavor in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they 100% do that in documentaries now.
Yeah, documentaries of flavor, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, in documentaries, even the documentaries that are like based off of books, like you'll hear like the documentarian be like, maybe it's because I've been listening to that podcast, but they'll be like, I mean, does that sound like a sane person? You're like, all right, asshole. The guy's obviously going through some shit. He owns tigers, you know?
Yeah. I'll get my cups ready for the trash. Sorry.
For the Gulf of Mexico?
For the Gulf of Mexico. You got any hot wrecks for me?
I do. I was in Appleton, Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. And I don't know.
Appleton wreck. Okay.
No. Not wrecking Appleton. I mean, it's fine. But, you know, I wouldn't recommend it for vacation or anything. But I've been into collecting Marvel Legends.
Oh, okay.
And since we're doing show, Marvel Legends are toys, okay? They're action figures. They're just the shit that I liked when I was a kid, and I couldn't afford them when I was a kid, so I started getting them. And I found a really rare one in a Walgreens exclusive. I found a very rare one in Appleton, Wisconsin. I found a Silver Surfer with Thor's hammer, and so I bought it. And I couldn't recommend this enough. And I can't recommend enough for the listeners of Rift City. If you want to give a gift, you can just send me Marvel Legends.
All right.
It's not that insane. They don't cost that much. But if you want to make somebody happy, Dave would like hats. What was it? All My Hats Are Dead on Instagram. And old Ranny B loves a Marvel Legend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you were excited to see that in Walgreens of all places.
Because Walgreens does exclusive Marvel Legends just to Walgreens. Target gets certain ones. Walgreens gets certain ones. Walmart gets certain ones. I went to Walgreens all around Cincinnati looking for this Silver Surfer. I struck out. For weeks, I struck out finding this thing. And then I go to Appleton, Wisconsin. I went into Walgreens to buy toothpaste. And I was like, well, I might as well look. And boom, there it was.
Man, this is what happens. This is what happens when Toys R Us close. Nerds are like scouring Walgreens.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. And
we gotta bring Jeffrey back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold up,
dude. I would love. Yeah,
we gotta bring Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Yeah.
Free Jeffrey. Get him.
Free Jeffrey.
All right. Well, that's been the riff. I almost called it the Riff Board. That was my old podcast.
This is Rumble Lips.
This is Riff City.
This is Riff City.
It's After Dark.
Riff City After Dark. Thanks for joining us.
Hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, tell a friend.
Tell a friend. That's what's up. All right.